Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXLY building. Kevin, it is a Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Welcome.
Howdy and welcome to you. It's that weird day where I heard the date earlier.
Okay.
And went, uh-oh.
Ruh-roh. I got supposed to do today. Something today?
I've got something on the 23rd. April 23rd. Do you ever get that where a date just pops into your head?
Sure, yeah.
And you go,
all the time.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I for sure got something on the 23rd. Now, I'll tell you what. I can't think of what it is. I'm checking my calendar. It is blank.
Okay, well, I think that's good that you're not forgetting something.
I don't know. That's a little fishy. I still think there's something I'm supposed to do.
Then I forget to put it in the calendar. That's the problem.
Yeah. Darn it. Well, I guess we'll see.
Good luck.
Yep, we will see what happens.
Yesterday, our buddy producer Steve in there, you know how Steve is, telling stories.
Oh, kid won't stop.
He was trying to tell me about, was it a listener's name that you were having trouble getting correct? Is that how that started?
Well, I had trouble getting multiple people's names correct yesterday.
Not always your fault. Sometimes it's the phone. Sometimes people's cell phones are not great, you know.
Especially on the phone in that studio.
It's not great.
It's been a long-running problem.
Yeah. And he goes, well, you know, his name rhymed with another name.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm sure it probably did. Like, everybody's name rhymes with another name. Like, unless his name was Orange, I feel like his name probably rhymed with another name.
I was just, the first thing that popped into my mind was Genevieve. Does Genevieve rhyme with anything?
Genevieve,
rhymes with Steve. Genevieve, Steve.
I feel like that was...
I guess, okay. That works. Oprah.
Oprah. Okra. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's like...
It's not a name, though, hopefully.
Well, neither's Oprah, so, you know.
We can't say that now, can we?
I mean, other
people have named their children after Oprah, haven't they?
Probably, I suppose.
I bet you they have, yeah.
You think there's multiple... you think there's Oprah out there?
Yes, I think there are plural of Oprahs, the Oprah Eye.
Oprahs? Oprahs?
Let's see if they have a study.
Yeah, Oprah, plural is still Oprahs.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
Mm.
Seem very excited about it.
Oprah, names that rhyme with Oprah. Boca. I never heard that name before.
Let's see, there's... Oprah is ranked as the 52,848th most popular given name in the United States.
Thank you.
With an estimated population of about 65 to 75 people. So there you go. There are a few Oprahs.
Do you think, what percentage of them have the last name Winfrey?
Just one.
Hopefully, a very small percentage.
Boy, this is a fascinating namestats.com. I will be spending most of the day with this.
That's a nice way to start the
day. Top 20 lists. Most popular car names. Wow, this is basically news, guys.
Yeah. Now look what you've done. Names.
Top 20 last names by length.
Wow. That's a plethora of information.
Oh, there's so much.
Plethora. What does that rhyme with?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Well, good luck living with your dad. That's all I wanted to say.
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah. It's a dream come true.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Wow. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Kevin.
Does anybody have an update on the potato situation?
This
story really, it was so weird.
The free ones?
Yeah. It was so weird because the other day I said to my son, you know what we should buy around here? Mm. Some potatoes.
Okay.
I'm like, we never have potatoes. They're cheap, but they're great. I feel like you throw in a baked potato, super easy, and I think it's something that all of us would enjoy eating.
I don't mind a starchy vegetable. You
know? Right. It's not bad. And I just thought, we need to get potatoes. And then, of course, they're not on my list. They're not like, you know, the my items
right
in my shopping cart. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I forgot to get them. And then I see this story that, oh, hey, just drive out to Sprague and Wood Road.
Uh-huh.
Which is a little confusing to me because
I don't know exactly where that is. Do you know where it is?
I kind of do.
But off of Highway 2?
It's off Highway 2. I know where Wood Road is very, very well.
Okay.
And Sprague, I can't think of where Sprague is on Wood Road. But I have a feeling it's out by where the Hooterites Farm is?
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Is that where all the potatoes came
from? That's where they're from, yeah.
Okay, I wondered if that's what it was.
Yes, sir.
Okay, see, I did not see that part. I only just saw pictures of free potatoes.
Yeah.
And it looked like about 60 billion of them.
I think half a million pounds.
Is that what they said?
I think that, did I make that up?
It's unreal. It's,
I feel like that's
there's
right.
There's so many potatoes.
It looked like a mountain for sure.
Just thought, well, are there still potatoes today? Are they just bad potatoes?
Are you just driving out Highway 2 and then you turn on?
Yeah, you turn right on.
On Wood Road?
Yeah, you turn right on Wood Road and then keep going. And if you keep going a ways, you'll
That's past the base, right?
My buddy Dave Tooler's house.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Yep. It's at the bottom of Deep Creek Hill after you get past the hill.
Okay. Yeah, I know where you're at. Right. Okay.
You go that way. Dave lives out there.
Well, does Dave just want to bring some in?
You know, I could call him.
I think that's a good idea. Bring in some for everybody.
Would you be willing to pick up potatoes for us?
I think what happened in the story that I heard was they just didn't sell enough to the people that they normally sell to. So they're like, well, we've already harvested these, so we don't want them to go to waste. So
okay, I did not
know
that.
Y'all come out and take all you want.
Take all the potatoes you want.
Well, I mean, I think there's, I don't think, feels like that's, everyone could take all they wanted and might not even use them all. Looked like a lot.
Yeah, it did look like a lot, but then I just thought, well, there's a lot of people who would go get free potatoes.
Yeah, I like it. Thank you for mentioning that.
And I just don't know if I go get the free potatoes. I mean, are they picked through? That's what I'm wondering. Anybody who's gotten
through, what does that mean?
Well, I guarantee you some of them aren't great.
Well, okay.
They're not good potatoes.
Are you?
So you go out there to get potatoes, and there's nothing left but bad ones. I'm just curious if there's plenty of potatoes left this morning.
Okay.
Like today if I went out.
Looks like there's a lot.
Now, let me.
That's like a lot of potatoes.
When was this? When did you last see?
This picture's from yesterday.
Yeah, it's unreal.
It's
a massive field full of potatoes.
I don't know that they're picked over. I might be wrong. And also, are you just talking about the look of it, or does the look change the taste of the potato?
Well, sometimes they get like the little rotten spots in them, you know, that run through them.
I see what you're saying.
And they're not bad. Some of them you can cut the rotten spot out or whatever. Yeah. But I just was curious if there's any. Hello, anybody listening out there in the potato world, if you could let me know if you could still get potatoes today. Now, I will totally say I'm going to go do it. There's no chance I'm doing it, but it's a good message for everybody else.
The picture posted at noon, there was enough potatoes for the world. Could you, Siri?
Siri, what
are you doing? Also, it looks like, according to KXOY TV News, more expected to be dropped off throughout the week.
Oh, okay. So there's
So why don't you just go out there, bring them in.
Taters.
I'll take a bag.
Baked potato Friday for the Friday crew?
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
I like
Producer
that.
Steve. Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Roberta said it's 250 tons. I think that's half a million pounds, right?
It is. Yeah, I can do that math.
Nice effort. A lot of people want you and Steve to take a road trip, Kevin.
To go look at right now?
Bring bags.
Would you let us?
No.
You were so excited.
Yeah.
I was like, right now we can go get them?
Well, you can go get them anytime during the day.
No, I know, but that would be fun. But radio.
It would take you way too long to get there.
No. It's a half hour from here. 20. Yeah.
Yeah, that's during the show. That's like
I'd be on the air the whole time. This is your potato caper update.
Potato caper.
Potato caper.
Plus, potato? Then we have to search through the potatoes for the good ones.
Right.
It's a whole thing.
It is, seems like it is, yeah.
I don't know, Steve. I bet you most of them are good.
Oh, no. Yeah, I would
and
say
just
so.
Throw them in there.
At this point, yeah, probably.
Steve, how do you feel about a baked potato?
Oh, love a good baked potato.
Do you? Okay. What do you put on your baked potato?
Butter.
Just butter?
Butter.
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 I like butter. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes...
Sour cream, chives, what do you got?
No,
bacon bits.
I like to melt cheese on it sometimes.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, cheese is good. Great. Oh, yeah. Buddy.
I like to do that.
Oh, now you're talking. Buddy. Yeah.
You know what's up. So, butter and cheese.
Well, normally I do one or the other. I'm not going to do both.
Oh, you won't do both?
That seems a little weird to me.
Butter with your cheese?
That's just extra flavor, man.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be bad, but I do one or the other usually.
Are you, please tell me you eat the skin chili? When you're done. You don't just toss it.
Chili.
Chili's good in a potato.
If I do the cheese, I eat the skin. If I do the butter, I usually don't.
Well, he really has some hard and fast rules for eating potatoes.
He really does. I feel like...
That's how I roll, baby.
Yeah, whoa. Roberta went out there on Sunday. Roberta.
What?
How did you get the heads up from Sunday?
No joke, Roberta.
Now, she must have, like, you know, special alerts on her phone or something.
Yeah,
I always wonder that people are like, did you not see such and such? I'm like, no. And they go, well, don't you get, like, notifications? I'm like, I get more notifications than I probably should. And yet I'll miss stuff. And then I'm like, well, how did I miss it if I get, like, all these dumb notifications?
Right.
Oh, it drives me crazy. I want the good stuff. Can't they just have a good stuff notification thing? Or just like, hey, this is all cool stuff. You know, you mentioned, well, now I'll probably get 50 million things on potatoes on my social media because we've been talking about it.
You're probably right. Now everything would just
my whole Facebook feed
every
just be
notification
potatoes.
That you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The first couple breaks we did in the 5 o'clock hour, I realized I was sweating profusely.
I thought I saw you sweating. I only saw about, I mean, I saw maybe a minute because I've been running around. I saw where you said you were a prom expert, and then that got awkward when they threw it back to the desk.
Kevin James.
Why? What did they say back to the desk?
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you when you're older.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, we got the secrets out coming up at 7:20 this morning. It's over, what is it, $600? Or is it just under 600?
Just under. 588.
588. Okay.
588.
588. Are you out of your mind? Also, Roberta said she found out from her sister-in-law that the potatoes were there. So she's got the sister-in-law notifications.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know how to.
Sister-in-law, big in the potato world.
Right. I mean,
sure,
apparently.
That's what it is.
Do you want to start?
My little potato.
Ooh, yeah. Steve, you want your surprise?
I do like I don't really like surprises, but I'll take it.
Got a sort of like a something that we might have to incorporate in your open for you.
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I had this done yesterday. Here we go.
He's not only devastatingly handsome, he's darling.
A real hunk of man candy. Producer Steve, you thing, you.
I mean, it needs to be used somewhere for something.
I'm very uncomfortable.
What about on like a dating segment or something?
Oh, wow. We just, yeah, it's like, oh, hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, now that we have it.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your buddy Jim Diamond to do that, huh?
Did I? I don't know.
A real hunk of man candy.
Hunk of man candy.
You thing, you.
Yeah.
You thing, you.
I don't know.
Oh, Jay, I like it a lot.
Okay. All right.
Well, glad somebody does.
Oh, man.
Oh, Steve, you don't like it.
Steve.
A real hunk of man candy. Producer Steve. You thing, you.
Mm-hmm. When did you have him do that?
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you when you're older.
Okay. he sounds like almost like the Grinch or like a Dr. Seuss character.
He enjoyed doing it, I'm going to tell you that.
Did he really?
Yes, okay. He did.
Yeah. He was having a good time yesterday.
American Idol last night.
Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome. American Idol last night. It was weird because the night before the performances were amazing, and then last night even the judges were like, you know, you can't really duplicate what a great night last night was.
Yeah, it was weird because the few that I saw, I thought the same thing. Wow, they were so good the night before. I was so excited to see them all sing again.
Yeah.
And the ones I saw sing, I was like, eh.
Well, even Tristan, even your...
Yeah, boy, he was...
Well, I just don't know...
I don't know what happened.
I felt like that song, he sang a Luke Combs song, and it showed that he has kind of a limited range, and then Luke Combs does not have that much of a limited range, and then I don't know.
But also, like, Tristan the day before sang...
Elvis.
Heartbreak Hotel. Well, whatever.
That might have been Heartbreak Hotel.
I can't remember what he sang, but...
Yeah, that's right.
He got after the high notes, and he did things fine,
but I don't know.
For some reason...
Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me the way that she
dances. I feel like he doesn't know the song.
And afraid to take chances and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yes, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
Yeah, it was a struggle.
Was bad the whole way through, Tristan, and that's the first time I've heard him sound even sort of bad.
Yeah. I mean, Big Will, he sounded good, you know. I mean, it was
Big Mo. I like that they call him
Big Mo. It says it on his guitar strap. Yeah.
Boy, he's big. When he stands next to Ryan Seacrest, and I know Seacrest isn't very big.
So true.
But you're like, good Lord, you look like two humans compared to him.
Yeah, he's a massive dude. Yeah.
He's good. He's real solid.
And super likable, too. And then the other country performance was from Mia Matthews. She's getting better, I feel like, all the time.
I mean, it was okay, but it just felt like they were all a little off last night.
Yeah, it was just
night.
Like it was a little weird. I don't know. It was funny that I didn't mind that they pointed it out, though. I didn't mind that the judges
had to,
Yeah.
Well, it was that thing where I was very tired, and I was like, I'm not going to make it through this show tonight, but... You know, so I'm like, maybe it's in my ears. Maybe I'm not. And then when I heard the judges saying,
I am tired.
It's not going to be as good every night. I was like, okay, thank goodness.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of nerves, not much sleep. The whole thing, I think, is just, you know, kind of a gauntlet.
Yeah. Well, when you don't have Gene Simmons, you know.
That's true. It was Meghan Trainor. She's no Gene Simmons.
I think they said that in the open.
Oh, was it Meghan Trainor last night?
It was, yeah. And she did a great job, too. She's very good, yeah.
I like her, too, yeah.
Well, I know you do, and I know why.
A real hunk of man candy. Producer Steve.
You think you.
You really don't like it, do you?
I really don't.
Why not?
It's just.
Do you like the beginning part better? Where
he's not only devastatingly handsome, he's darling.
No,
I don't like it on a boat. I don't like it when I float.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, Luke, how are you, buddy? It was 200 people deep at the Chick-fil-A. Would it have been worth the wait?
Kevin James.
It always is. Depends on how hungover you are.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we've got some tickets for you right this very second. 509-441-0999. Couple of passes to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park at Triple Play. And we're going to play, what would you say this game is, Kevin? The newly most popular game we've ever played?
I believe it's a masterpiece.
Masterpiece, yes. That's a good, Kevin, you know what?
You thing you.
Yeah, well
we
done.
We played it, you know, twice so far.
Yes.
And both times the contestants had a hard time.
They did.
But we got a lot of texts from people saying it's not the game, just those people weren't good at the game.
Right.
So we thought, well, let's try it again. Could the third time be a charm?
Let's play Triple Play.
You're about to see the number of the day is 3. Third, second, yes! First, Triple Play.
This could be a double play, if not a triple play. It is!
Triple play, how great is that?
I mean, it's great. So let's play Triple Play.
It's a pretty simple game. You're going to hear some audio, and what your job is to decipher what those three things have in common.
Seems simple enough, right?
Yeah.
Toby, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Very good, sir. Appreciate you calling. Thanks for listening. Do you understand how the game works?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, it's just you just have to identify. There's going to be three clips of audio, and you just say, hey, oh, they have this in common, or they have that in common, and then if you get it right, boom. If you get it wrong, well, what do we got to get? Three out of five?
Three out of five.
All right. All right, are you ready, Toby?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Tell us what these clips have in common.
I want to be where the people are.
There goes the baker with his tray like always.
All right, Toby, what does that triple play have in common?
All Disney movies?
Disney is correct! Okay, all right. I'm feeling very good about the game right now. Guys, he got it correct. Let's see how he does with clips number two. Toby, what do those clips have in common?
All musical introductions.
Ooh, we're going to need more specific,
if you
Toby.
Can be more specific.
The start of a show.
Do you know what show?
No. The news?
Oh, you do
you
know.
You do know. You do know. Yes.
It'll be the nightly news
themes. All the themes from the nightly news. Congratulations. You got two in a row. This guy's on a roll. See, maybe it wasn't the game. Maybe it wasn't the game,
guys. That's
right.
It may not have been the game.
Toby, yeah. You ready for number three?
I think so.
What do these have in common?
Somebody stop me!
Even if I wanted to go, my schedule wouldn't allow it.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
What do those three clips have in common?
I don't know that one.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's all right. Okay. You got two. Kevin, you got two right. We only got one wrong. Those were all from Jim Carrey movies.
Yes.
Jim Carrey in three different movies.
Yep. Yeah. Makes sense.
Good morning, good evening, and good night. All right, let's see. Do I want to... All right, here we go. What do these three clips have in common?
My little Texas tornado.
This ain't Texas.
Back to you, Toby. What do those three clips have in common?
They're all about Texas.
Hey, that was a good one. That was pretty easy.
Yeah! If he would have got that wrong, how then would it have been the game?
Yes. We would have had them blame the game. But.
Toby, I'll give you one more. You're going to get yourself the tickets to Triple Play. Let's see what these have in common.
To infinity and beyond!
If something should happen to me, put on my suit, the reindeer will know what to do.
What would those three clips have in common?
Santa Claus.
Not really, no. All Tim Allen movies or Tim Allen audio. But yeah, you got the three before you missed the two, so congratulations. You've got yourself the tickets to Triple Play, Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. In Hayden, by the way. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Hold on, Toby, for just 1 second. Well, okay, guys. I think the game has been reprieved. Toby has won the game. First time we ever had a winner.
Mm-hmm. 1 for 3. That's not bad.
It's 33%. No, not at all.
Depending on what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes. So congratulations. The game is back. We'll play it again.